Hi, and welcome back to another episode of Why I Hate This Movie. I'm your host, Derek Rios, and with always my co-host and heterosexual life mate, Danny Newton. How are you doing today, Danny?
I've been better.
Okay.
It's been a rough last couple hours, but...
Why? Tell me why.
We're about to never have to think about it again.
So today we're talking about MK Ultra 2.
Yeah. What?
Mortal Kombat 2. Annihilation.
MK Ultra? We're doing some CIA stuff?
Actually, I'm going
to... I feel like some super secret MK Ultra stuff was done to me, yes.
I've actually been injecting you with LSD for the past 10 years.
Oh, I'd believe it at this point.
Yeah.
To put it lightly, this was not good.
Oh, okay.
This is not good at all.
They're here, folks. Review over. Thank you for joining us. Movie, not good.
I understand why they had to make a sequel, right?
Yeah.
Because the first movie was fun enough. And I'm sure it made its money back and then some. And
I have no idea.
I'm sure it warranted a sequel, right?
Yeah.
This is not the way. This was... I knew it was going to be bad whenever it was giving us a told story epilogue or prologue of Liu Kang and his friends. I'm just like, you know, his friends got names.
I'm pretty sure
the rest of them won the tournament too. I don't
know. Liu Kang was technically the one that won the original Mortal Kombat tournament.
Yeah.
This one, I don't think it's the same director, but whoever did it obviously just watched the game and was like, oh, we have to incorporate nothing but game mechanics to the movie. All the fights have to be 1v1 and we have to throw in moves and...
Yes. We got to pull their emotes directly out of the game, by the way, too.
Yes.
You heard all that?
Oh, yeah.
So, after watching this movie from beginning to end, this is the first time I ever watched this movie.
Mm-hmm. I know. That's why I picked it.
After watching this whole movie, I think that they only had enough money to play the Mortal Kombat song one whole time.
Yeah.
Because every time you hear it, it's like it chops in right where they left off from the first time they played it from the old opening credits.
Yeah, maybe.
Dude, it's so bad.
It was just a jumbled mess of like just a little bit of fighting.
Yeah.
Horrible story. The worst fucking CGI ever.
Holy crap.
And just EDM music.
Oh, yes. Yes. The worst CGI I've ever seen in my life. I wouldn't be surprised if the company that did the CGI for this is the same company that also CGI'd The Rock in The Mummy Returns or whatever.
Mm-hmm. It was definitely...
It was
the cheapest company possible CGI.
Yes.
The low bidder.
Oh, man. Dude, I've seen better CGI in PS1 games from 1997.
For sure.
100% better. This is really bad.
And they leaned very heavily on it.
Yes. Yeah, they were real. They were proud.
Mm-hmm.
They thought they were just, whew.
This picks up immediately after the first movie.
Yes.
And they're all happy because, hey, we won.
Mm-hmm.
And Shang Tsung's dead. Yes. And then you got the new one.
Shao Kahn.
Shao Kahn. Mm-hmm. I always get those mixed up.
Yeah.
There's too many Lus and Shangs in this.
Yes.
But, yeah, so Shao Kahn shows up, and he's like, I'm going to conquer the place, but we're like, and of course they were like, oh, we won.
We can't
do that.
You didn't catch the tournament? We just got done beating everybody up. So, yeah, no, like, you got to go away for a generation.
Yeah.
Which is like, what, 10 years?
10 years.
10 years? Okay.
They hold so the way the Mortal Kombat works.
Mm-hmm.
Every 10 years, they hold a tournament, and if it's the 10 mightiest warriors from that realm, and we're in Earth Realm.
Yeah.
And then they're in Outworld, Outrealm, Outer Realm, or some shit like that, whatever.
Yes.
And
Outworld.
Outworld, yeah. To conquer it, They have to win 10 tournaments in a row.
Yes.
And after that, if they win 10, then they can go and actually invade and conquer it. And that's just the way the gods made the rules, apparently.
Right. There's something in this movie that I thought about it, and then they said something on screen that made me completely sad. Mm-hmm. Because they said just on screen, you don't actually see this happen, but Stryker gets killed off screen.
Yeah.
And that made me really sad. Because watching this movie, in my mind, I was just like, there's no situation here a gun wouldn't instantly solve.
That's what I felt like every time they showed the invading army.
Yes.
It's like, how do we lose?
Yeah, we should not lose this.
I mean, it shows like, just, it doesn't show anyone ever dying.
No.
It just shows backdrop of like, you know, desolated cityscapes,
mm-hmm,
and some skeletons, yeah, and then everyone's already dead. But they're just guys running around with like no weapons on horsebacks. They don't even have swords.
If they have their foot soldiers have weapons, but they're like, you know, pikes and swords and, mm-hmm, spears and stuff. There's nothing here that guns wouldn't instantly solve.
Yeah, exactly.
Outlet cannot conquer us. I don't care if we can throw a green fireball around every now and then. We have nuclear ordnance.
Yes.
They're not going to take us over.
No.
We'll scorch this place ourselves.
This is the... the only thing I think of is just the worlds colliding causes it to just murder everyone when it collides.
I don't know. They keep talking about, you know, God, it's so frustrating, so infuriating. Shao Kahn shows up,
mm-hmm,
and he's like, oh, my generals that are just fucking Looney Tunes characters.
whoa. Shiva, I can't remember the Minotaur's name.
Mintaro.
Yeah, he was shit. He was a shit villain. And Rain was a badass. And then, of course, Katana's mother.
Yeah.
Not Shiva. Shriek?
Something like that.
Siren? I don't know. Whatever.
I don't know. Another generic yelly character. Like,
she plays a big role in the games.
Well, in this, I mean, she's supposed to be the key to everything with her daughter, right? They keep saying over and over again.
Sindel. Yep.
Katana's the key to all this. She needs to reunite with her mother. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, okay. All right, sure.
Yeah.
Show me. So
they make up with this rule where it's like, obviously, the mother has, because she's from our world, she has something where she's linking the two planes together.
Yeah.
And that's how they're invading. And that's what they go by. So there's this whole elaborate subplot of, oh, we're trying, this is all fake, but we're just using it to try to lure the heroes in.
For reasons. What's so infuriating is that the good guys keep saying this exact same thing,
mm-hmm,
and the bad guys keep saying this exact same thing.
Every time the bad guys say it, though, they're saying it to the good guys.
But they're saying it to each other, too, while the good guys aren't there.
Are they? I don't think they did.
Yeah, they totally are.
No, the only time it happens is when the elder gods are doing it. When Raiden goes and sees the elder gods...
The elder gods say it too.
Well, the one saying it though is Raiden's dad, and he's the one setting up the whole fucking thing.
They keep saying over and over again, yes, if you reunite Katana with whoever, then Sindel, the portals will close and he'll never be able to reopen them, yeah, again, and this, that, and the other. And we, I don't know how this works. I don't know if just the power of love and happiness finally wins, mm-hmm, the day and makes her a good person again.
Well, So the whole thing in the games was she was supposedly brainwashed. She's not dead, which he says you're already dead to her, right, when he makes her a general?
But they say she's dead. Everybody says she's dead and reanimated.
She's not supposed to be dead. She's supposed to be brainwashed.
Oh, my God.
So in the games, she's brainwashed and she's a villain. But then after they finally defeat Shao Kahn, she comes over and it turns out, no, she's just evil the whole time. She's faking it.
Oh. You know,
even at the end of this movie, when she's free and good, she's just faking it. She's actually just an awful person still.
My first note was Johnny Cage was the lucky one.
That wasn't even the real original Johnny Cage.
No, it wasn't.
So they replaced Johnny Cage, Sonya Blade, and Raiden.
Yeah.
All three of those actors are different. We couldn't afford them to come back.
Right.
Or they didn't want to come back.
Shao Kahn shows up and starts beating on people. And
he beats up Raiden.
Beats up Raiden and, you know.
Well, actually, he doesn't really beat Raiden.
For some reason, Sonya's like, girl power and tries to lay a punch on him or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then she ends up in a headlock. But yeah. Johnny Cage is like, no, I got you. I'm going to save you. And flying kicks with all the glory of stupid fucking just game sound effects.
Yep.
and he flying kicks into a headlock. And it's just like Shao Kahn's got him. And it's just like, let my generals go, Raiden, or I'll kill this guy. So Raiden's like, all right. And lets his general goes like, ha, I lied. It just breaks his neck.
Yep.
And it's like, he's the lucky one.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have to sit through this movie now. Raiden sends everybody on a quest to round up more characters.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, Sonya has to go get Jax.
Yeah.
And then
Liu Kang and Katana is supposed to go. They're supposed to go to Nightwolf.
To Nightwolf and to learn his animality.
Oh, my God. Nightwolf. We'll get to Nightwolf.
So on the way there, they go through Earth's core, right?
Yeah.
They're going through wind tunnels through the Earth.
Yeah.
And they're traveling in these hamster balls.
Mm-hmm.
And so they stop somewhere and
yeah, for some reason. They don't say why they stop. They're just in a subterranean place,
mm-hmm.
and there's lava flowing around. And they're just walking around like it's cool or something.
They stop and they get attacked by smoke.
Maybe they're just like, maybe Nightwolf is here. Maybe we should walk around the lava cavern.
It doesn't explain why they stop, but we need another fight scene. It's been too long. So they fight one of the cyborgs, Smoke.
Sub-Zero 2.
Sub-Zero 2 shows up.
Yeah.
It's Sub-Zero's brother, okay?
So he shows up, and with their combined effort, they beat Smoke, right?
Well, he just freezes his bomb in place and blows up. Yep.
So he rips his mask off. He's like, no, I'm not Sub-Zero. I'm his brother. Mm-hmm. Dun, dun, dun. And then Katana's like, no, Sub-Zero. We need your powers and abilities. It's like, bitch, he just said he's not Sub-Zero. Like, you know what? The first thing that hit my mind is like, oh my goodness, Landfill 2, you're so much better than Landfill in every conceivable way.
Well, he's the second, and he's twice as powerful.
So
he actually, so Sub-Zero 2 was in Mortal Kombat 1.
So I'm no Mortal Kombat expert here, okay? Was it Sub-Zero Chinese?
Oh, yeah. They were Japanese, right? Because
No, Scorpion's Japanese. Sub-Zero's Chinese, right?
I thought they were both Japanese.
Either way.
Yeah, they're Asian.
Why is this motherfucker Italian?
I don't know. I guess he looked Asian enough. You know why?
This dude was fucking Italian.
He was a martial artist.
Yeah.
And they was like, it looks Asian enough. Put a mask on him. But, you know, he was in the original Mortal Kombat.
Oh, was he?
He was Reptile.
Oh, that explains stuff.
Which you never see his face. So.
No. He got paid nothing in that, and he got paid nothing in this. So it explains everything.
Yeah, which... So Scorpion 2 shows up immediately. And you know he's 2 because he has 2.
Yeah, 2 whips.
Whips.
Oh.
Hand whips.
Oh, my God.
And they fight. Which, the whole time Sub-Zero and him are fighting.
Mm-hmm.
Liu Kang and
You think Sub-Zero was in on this, by the way?
No, I don't think so.
I think it's really fucking convenient that all this happens. We never see Sub-Zero again.
Well, it's because those are the two most iconic characters, and they just shoved them in the fucking movie.
So when they're having their fight, Scorpion gets the better of Sub-Zero 2,
mm-hmm.
and Liu Kang's like, I'm going to help you, buddy, and just like karate jumps over there to help Sub-Zero. Then Scorpion just goes over, snatches Jade, he's like, so long, suckers!
Suckers! That's what he yells.
Yeah. And then Sub-Zero's like, hey, man, you're a punk bitch.
Yeah.
And then immediately leaves, too.
Yeah. He says, you're going to have to get better. Like, if you can't, you know, protect your loved ones. It's like, he came to fucking help you. You're the reason that Katana's gone. And he just instantly just blames it on Liu Kang.
Yes.
But the fact that the entire time they were fighting, Liu Kang and Katana just watched the whole time.
I mean, what else could you do?
You know why? Because it's only 1v1 matches in Mortal Kombat.
Right. Right.
We can't fathom having two people fight one person at once.
Oh, my goodness.
The only time that happens is when they're fighting putties. When one of the females is fighting putties. Because only we have to give the side chicks, either they only can fight other females or putties.
Right. That is true. There was a fucking mud wrestling match in this for no reason.
Oh, it's so good. That's my favorite part of the movie.
For no reason.
It's the best part of the movie.
It's so stupid.
You know, I think acting-wise, Sonya was definitely a downgrade. But looks-wise, Sonya was an upgrade. And this chick was just walking around brawless this entire movie. It was fucking nice.
Dude.
As a child, I distinctly remember, like, okay, this is awful, but this mud wrestling match is sweet.
So after we lose Katana, I guess Liu Kang's like, I guess we shouldn't have stopped here. And then gets back in the hamster ball.
Yeah,
it goes somewhere.
Yep.
Who fucking knows where he goes? He goes to
the desert.
Because he doesn't know where he's going. Katana's supposed to know where they were going.
She told him. He goes, Sub-Zero told him. I don't know. He goes to the desert and meets racist Indian man.
Holy.
I'm sorry, Nightwolf.
Oh my goodness.
Who I don't think is Indian at all.
No. He was probably also Italian.
Anyways. Maybe this was filmed in Italy.
Nightwolf shows up as a werewolf.
Yeah.
And is like, you need to find your animality, then just fucking blows peyote in his face and something and just knocks him unconscious, right?
And he goes on a vision quest.
So Liu Kang's on basically, you know, a trip, right? Then halfway through his trip, he gets woke up by Jade.
Yeah.
Who beats him up while he's dropping acid.
Yeah.
Somewhere I can just imagine her luring him off.
Yep.
Then Nightwolf coming back the next morning, like, where the fuck did he go? Probably. He's still supposed to be here.
So I think she was just trying to actually, well, she was obviously just trying to actually kill him, but you don't realize that at the time.
No.
But then he wins, and she's just like, oh, you passed your test.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's like, oh, okay. Okay.
I just picture Nightwolf just wandering back to this camp. He's like, oh my God, I lost him. Oh, man, Raiden's going to be so mad at me.
I don't think this guy cares.
But I don't know. After he doesn't find his animality because he didn't have any visions.
No, man. He saw like a dragon or some shit. I don't know.
Yeah, I suppose. But Jade comes in, beats him up, but just manages to get pinned at the last minute. It's just like, you're the guy. You pass, follow me. And they leave and go meet up with Sonya and Jax.
Well, yeah, Sonya goes and gets Jax first.
Yeah.
And before the mud wrestling match, she goes to whatever lab in the middle of nowhere.
In the middle of nowhere.
Where everyone's gone, but Jax is just strapped in this chair and he's just got his arms. Which,
again, I'm no Mortal Kombat expert, but isn't Jax's arms supposed to be cut the fuck off and replaced by robot arms?
Exactly. He loses his arms, and that's why they give him metal arms.
Like,
not just robotic prosthetic arms, like he's fucking RoboCop.
Whew, man. Jax sucks.
Oh, yeah.
Jax sucks. But here's the thing. I understand the character of Jax, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Jax is an instrument in any of these kind of stories. It's like Star Trek, right?
Mm-hmm.
How do you know when enemy is really tough and is going to beat you up?
When they beat Jax first.
They beat up Worf.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
If they beat the crap out of Worf, you know this guy is, I don't want to tangle with him.
Mm-hmm.
Right? In this movie, that is Jax. If this dude just beats the crap out of Jax, then I don't know. I don't think I want to fight him.
It's a benchmark.
Yes.
Which Jax kind of... Besides the last fight where he actually loses his cyborg arms, he kind of gets beat up a bunch.
Yeah, he gets beat up a lot.
Yeah.
Everything beats him up.
But he's just a fucking random cop on the street. And he's just like, yeah.
I don't think he's a cop on this, though.
No.
Because he's got his dog tags on. I think he's supposed to be a military guy in this.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure in the games, he might be ex-military, but they were supposed to be, him and Sonya were like partners.
Yeah.
They were cops.
Yeah, they were like detectives or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She picks up Jax, and along the way, they meet up with Liu Kang and Jade.
Mm-hmm. Well, Raiden gets a haircut.
Yeah, Raiden gets a buzz cut. He looks like, I don't know, he kind of looks like Spike from Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Let's see. When I was a kid, it wasn't up until he got a haircut that I realized that's a different actor. I thought they replaced the actor in the middle of the movie.
Oh, I knew immediately this wasn't the same actor.
Well, I had never watched like Highlander and shit at this point, so.
Yeah.
Or I didn't remember it at least, but.
They meet up with them. They meet up with Short Hair Raiden. Mm-hmm. They go to the temple.
They're at the temple. But that's somehow they go meet Raiden at the temple because the temple is where Raiden goes and talks to the elder gods.
Yes.
And the elder gods are like, yeah, man, fucking good luck. You're going to have to figure it out. And
sorry
his,
about
his dad's just like, you better get Katana and
Sindel.
Yeah, you better get Katana and Sindel together.
Yeah.
That way you can stop this. And they have this whole plot where, okay, this is Jade's with them and the army shows up.
Yeah.
Shao Kahn and the new general, because he murders Rain for no fucking reason except for he didn't murder or he didn't kill those two warriors. He didn't kill Stryker. He says he left them alive, but they captured him.
No. He killed him.
No.
What Shao Kahn's problem was is that he didn't make them beg for their lives before they killed him.
No, he didn't kill him.
It's really that stupid, I swear.
He didn't kill him. He says, he asks him, and you murdered him, right? And he was like, no, we let them live. We figured there'd be a better help alive or something like that. So he murders him.
I could have swore he killed that dude because he didn't make them beg for their lives.
No, it's because he didn't murder them.
Okay.
And Rain was like a really awesome character. He was like a hidden character in the games.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're just like, yeah, you're dead. We have to, I don't know. There's too many characters.
We got to whittle down the bad guys
to four, man.
Yeah.
There can only be three generals, and Sindel has to be one. So,
yep.
Someone's got to get replaced. Mm. Sindel's there with them, and she does her scream attack. The whole thing was okay, we want them to fall into our trap, which is them going back and going to the outworld where Raiden doesn't have powers.
Yeah.
And but Raiden, going to the castle.
Raiden gives up his powers before he even goes to Outworld.
Yeah. He has just enough power to open one portal, right?
Yeah.
So they get there. And they start at the other end of the canyon blowing up stuff. That way it gives them time to open the portal and take off. Because they could have obviously just killed them right there.
So
it doesn't make any sense.
If they wanted them to go to Outworld, them being in our world right there at that particular time didn't matter anyways. Because mm-hmm. that's where the fuck they were going.
Yep.
So them being there made no difference.
No.
They were going there anyways.
But the bad guy's like, ha ha, they fell for a trap.
No.
The whole time.
They're actually ahead of you now because you goofy bastards are here and not setting your trap.
It's just. And so then we get, they sneak into his evil lair where they have Katana.
Yeah.
Liu Kang goes in as Sindel. They show up there immediately, right? Sindel shows up.
Yeah.
And Raiden and crew fight them, and Raiden fights a couple of more, I don't know, reptile knockoffs.
Yeah.
I can't remember who they were.
And then Sindel gets knocked out off screen.
By Jade, right?
Yeah.
And the whole thing is like, oh, like Raiden's like, oh, that's just real suspicious. And they're just like, ah, they're falling for our trap. We got them. And then Liu Kang goes in and murders all the Barakas.
Yeah.
And there was like a group of them apparently, and saves Katana. And yeah. As they're about to leave, Shiva walks in and is like, rawr, CGR, fake ass arms. Jumps up on the table and they just knock the cage and kills her. Done.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? It's like, nope, dead. We can't afford to fucking CGI this bitch and have a real fight with her.
Yeah.
Any of the CGI characters don't actually have fights.
No, not at all. So they come back out. Liu Kang has got Katana, and Sindel's laying there knocked out on the table. Mm-hmm. And Katana's like, oh, mommy, blah, 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 blah.
I've, I've, my, I've, I love you so much. Now we can save the world.
And then her mom wakes up. She starts cackling like, you fell into our trap. And Jay looks over like, yeah.
We got him now.
You fell into our trap.
You fucking idiots. And then fucking Sindel's like, peace. It fucking leaves. Yeah. And Jade's like, oh shit, I gotta get out of here.
Yeah, did you see her just like kind of creep off the side of the screen?
Yeah. It's like, what is your trap? What are you doing? You could have killed them in the valley.
Yeah.
Like, there's multiple times they could have just killed them. But they're like, we're pushing them into our trap. We're almost in our trap.
Like, Sonya is so upset that Katana is gone and Jade is here now.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you left Katana for that? I'm just like, my boy's not doing bad. Like, I've sold out the earth for less.
But Katana's a princess, bro, okay? They're in love. You can tell by all the emotional romance they have when, you know, they have that one kiss.
Man, such a waste. Jade got fed to CGI.
Yeah. So, yeah, Jade goes back and they're just like, we couldn't have beat them. What did you expect? They fell into our trap.
Once you fall into our trap, we can't possibly beat you.
Feeds her to CGI monster.
Yeah, feeds her to the CGI monster.
Which is not in the games. I have no idea what that thing is.
You know what it's supposed to be?
What?
It's supposed to be the things from the first movie. You know, like, if they don't
the
swallow...
The statue?
Yeah, if they don't swallow somebody, they don't come back out as a ninja. They're just that.
Okay, sure.
That's what they're supposed to be.
Sure. Those gargoyles? No.
Yeah.
No.
After poor Jade. That's such a waste.
Whatever. All the acting in this is so painfully bad.
You know, when Jade first comes on screen, she is literally like half naked for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
It is snowing. They have her half naked for no reason.
They were also in the desert, though.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
But naturally, like we discussed, they fell into the trap, so they're unstoppable.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The trap is, oh, by the way, I'm sorry, I'm not the God of Thunder anymore, and Shao Kahn's my brother, and good luck with that. I'm going to walk off screen now.
He shows back up.
He shows back up. But he legit just leaves them.
Yeah.
He just walks off screen. I'm just like, did he just walk out of the movie? Please tell me he never comes back. That would be amazing.
The God of Thunder, bro. We need him.
He could be like every other character that just popped up, walked off screen, and never come back.
Just like my dad.
Aww.
No, they go and have the final battle.
Yes.
And so you have the three generals and Shao Kahn versus Liu Kang and his three buddies.
Yes.
Which is Katana.
Katana, Sonya, and Jax.
And so we have, of course, you got Sindel and Katana face off.
Right.
Which is like probably the worst fight in the movie. These ladies are not actually martial artists.
Right.
They do some spinning kicks and with camera.
Yeah.
With jump cuts.
Yeah.
You know, it looks like they're fighting. And then at least Sonya is actually, you know, can, you know, move.
Sonya has beat people up this entire movie.
She's just pissed off the whole movie because Jack's died. Or because Johnny Cage died. She's just pissed off the entire movie. She goes and beats up, who does she fight?
She fights Red Ninja. I have no idea who that guy is.
Yeah. It was like Rain 2.0. I don't know who this was. I can't remember which one this was.
Like, he makes duplicates of himself?
Yeah, he makes a duplicate, and she does lose to him, but Jax helps him out after he beats the Minotaur dude.
Yeah, after he whoops the shit out of Mentaro.
CGI monster.
After he takes his arms off.
Yeah.
And then...
takes the cybernetics out of his arms.
Yes.
And then beats him. Because so he's better without him. It's
bullshit.
Yeah.
He is 100% not better without them.
It's moral, you know?
Believe in yourself
and believe, you know, trust your allies. That's a whole moral of the story.
Yes. You know, this movie was just like Fast and Furious. It's all about family.
Mm-hmm. They're my family now.
Yes.
Says Raiden at the end. That's your family now.
Yes. It's all about the family.
Mm-hmm. I'm a familia.
Wish Vin Diesel would have been in this. Oh, man.
He would have won. It would have been Shao Kahn and then won.
Oh, God.
All the good guys win.
Yeah.
I don't know how they took Mortal Kombat and turned it into CGI monster at the end. I was really worried it's just going to be a big CGI monster at the end.
Oh, dude. Why?
Yeah, Liu Kang turns into a dragon, and Shao Kahn turns into a
five-headed sort of hydra. Snake hydra thing.
I think it's a five-headed
hydra. It looked completely gross.
Oh, yeah. The best part, this was like right when, you remember how they had the Animorph technology, like where it would morph you into an animal?
Mm-hmm.
The Photoshop capability came out. That was like right around this time. And oh my, it looks so fucking bad. It's so bad. His head just elongates.
I don't understand.
It's rough.
Like I said, I had not watched this before. You know what I thought was going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
I thought that he was finally going to channel his chi and shoot a fucking fireball through this dude.
No.
Something that made sense. Something I've seen in the game.
Well, that's how he beats... That's how he beat Shang Tsung in the first movie, right?
Did he? Did he throw his fireball?
He hits him with the fireball at the end, and then he falls off onto the spikes.
Okay.
Yeah.
They could have done anything besides this.
Yeah.
They legit could have done anything besides this, and it would have looked 100% better.
It didn't end with just a CGI monster.
No.
Battle. Thank God.
No.
His
wings do nothing.
Yeah. He doesn't fly. He's a dragon. He just gets clipped immediately.
He gets knocked off a cliff onto the ground. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, bro, flap your wings. Flap your wings.
And then they both revert back into their human form. Shao Kahn is like bleeding. And he's like, what is this, blood? And
nobody makes me bleed my own blood.
Even gods can bleed.
Oh, but, man.
His dad shows up. Mm-hmm. Or I guess his dad was there the whole fucking time. And he's like, see, I told you there was going to be consequences from interfering. And he's about to murder him. And then
that's not what you said at all, Dad. You said they wouldn't have any powers here if we lured them here.
Yeah. Nope. Sorry. The two other gods show up because he's literally about to murder him.
Yes.
And stop him. And like, okay, this is going to be. And then we get more game sounds where it's like Mortal Kombat.
Yes. This can only be decided through Mortal Kombat. And that's when the Mortal Kombat theme song starts playing again,
mm-hmm.
right where it left off from the opening credits.
Yeah. Up at this point, it's just been a bunch of like random EDM tracks.
Yeah. And then like partway through, they start having a monologue back and forth for a few seconds,
mm-hmm.
and the Mortal Kombat song stops.
Yeah.
And then as soon as their monologue is done, it picks up right from where it stopped from. I swear they only had enough money to afford the song one entire playthrough. That's it.
I mean, it's probably an expensive song. At the time, it was super popular. Well, I mean, at least with gamers. I enjoyed the song.
Spend some money.
No,
Jesus Christ.
Have you seen the script? Not fucking waste some money on this movie. Holy shit.
Do anything.
Say it. Oh. Shao Kahn's immortal, so Liu Kang beats the shit out of him now. And end of story.
Yeah. Then he dissolves. Liu Kang doesn't actually kill him.
No. He beats him, and the Elder Gods are like, okay, we're stripping their brand. And his father gets turned into a box.
Yes!
and then the Shao Kahn's dragon rips out of him, murdering him. Like, just rips out of his body.
It's fucking insane.
And yeah, this whole time, every time they defeat someone, they had these passes. Those are supposed to be passes, apparently.
But something else. So when this all started, like, Raiden steps back out and is like, okay, brother, I'm going to fight you. And Shao Kahn's like, okay, cool. Boom. And just hits him with, like, you know, a sonic boom and kills him.
Mm-hmm.
So Raiden is dead.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Raiden died.
At the end of this movie, they resurrect Raiden.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Fuck Johnny Cage.
What?
They resurrect Raiden and fuck Johnny Cage.
But here's the thing that doesn't make sense, right? So yeah, they do resurrect Raiden, and then the realms unmerge. Yeah, everything goes back to normal. All the shit that was destroyed in our realm and Earth realm goes back to normal, because it shows it. It shows, like, you know, Paris going back to normal, with Eiffel Tower.
But Johnny Cage Golden didn't Gate. Die from the merger.
Exactly.
He died from getting his fucking neck broke.
Apparently, that didn't count because he's still dead.
Oh, my God.
Because everything else reverted back to where right before it happened, because the monks and shit are still standing right there looking at them.
Yeah,
they were. So it was just like moments before, but Johnny Cage is just gone. Like, he just doesn't exist. Maybe he is alive again.
No, he's very dead. This movie just didn't care about him. Was there anything at all? This made the movie.
Probably that mud wrestling scene.
Yeah.
With Melina, which is supposed to be Katana's sister, but she has like a Baraka face. Like, it's just like a monster face.
Probably Jade. I think Jade was hotter than Katana.
I'll give you that. She was Asian.
Yeah.
So that's always a plus in my book. I don't know what ethnicity Katana is or supposed to be in this movie. I think she's Latino.
No idea.
But in this movie, she's just like off white. I think she's just white in real life. I don't know.
Oh, man.
Her mom's very white. Ever since the first game, I've had a deep love. That's probably one of my first crushes was Sonya Blade.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I loved playing Sonya in the first game because I could really cheese people with her leg grab. You could that infinitely. You could
suplex them with your legs.
Yeah, just you could do that infinitely.
Oh, she broke a chick's. She broke somebody's neck with her.
Yeah, she like has that. Some thick thighs in this game. Okay. In the movie. Yeah, she snaps one guy's neck and flips another one.
Yeah.
And then she also does the kiss of death to Silex, I think.
Dude, that was so stupid.
What?
That was great. So bad.
It's the kiss of death, dude. That's her finishing move. That's her fatality.
But Syrax wasn't beat down yet.
So?
You only do a fatality or a finisher like that once you've beaten them.
Okay.
He was definitely not beaten. He just actually got done beating up Jax.
Whatever. It was close enough.
Oh, man. I don't know.
He stopped moving long enough. She did it, okay?
It was real bad.
I told you it was very bad.
I was not anticipating it being this bad. I thought this was only going to be like 2000s D&D bad. This was worse than that.
It was a very painful moment in my childhood.
Oh my
how bad this movie was. Because I loved the first movie. And I was so excited it was coming out.
Was this direct to VHS?
Yeah,
there's probably. No way this got a theatrical release.
Let's see. It got a theatrical release. It had a budget of $30 million. And it made... it grossed $51 million worldwide. Opening weekend was $16 million. Yeah.
$30 million.
Was the budget.
$30
million. CGI was expensive, bro. Okay.
$30 million, 1997 dollars.
Yeah.
We could buy a whole lot more shit for a dollar back then.
That's like $1 billion now.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No, yep, man. Yep. What the fuck? This movie looked like dog shit for $30 million.
Cutting-edge technology. You got to think. This is 2 years after 95. Windows 95 came out.
All
98 hadn't even dropped.
All these costumes come from Spirit Halloween for like $1,000. Why did this cost so much?
I don't know.
Oh.
I. You know what? There was one thing I loved.
Yeah.
When the army was riding into the valley, it was showing like the soldiers and stuff and some of their armor. They're supposed to be like knights and stuff. Go back and watch it. Some of the armor they're wearing is just so silly. They look like Lego pieces or something. It's quite amazing.
Oh, the square pieces of steel?
No, the helmets and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Yeah. It looked like just budget. I don't know where they bought their costumes from, but it's definitely just something recycled in budget. And when he's given his big speech to the evil to the army.
Yeah.
It's like the mightiest army the universe has ever seen.
Bro.
And it's like maybe tops 10,000 people. Probably five.
I'm just saying. What, this army has never tangled with the U.S. military.
Exactly.
We don't need Mortal Kombat. Come on.
He's sending like 5,000 to 10,000 guys. I'll give you 10,000 at the top end. Guys, to invade our whole world.
Yes.
Like, please. They don't even have guns. They're just walking. They walk up with a fucking sword to like any place around here and try to invade it. Like, no.
I don't know if you've been keeping up with technology, son, but we've come a long way since your little sticks and swords over there.
When's the last time y'all came here? Oh, it says, never? Okay. You know how we just have a tournament every 10 years?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I understand we've won. You've won the last 9.
Yeah, because it's a fist fighting tournament. If we were allowed to have weapons, this wouldn't happen.
No. Because your shitty world doesn't have technology because it's just a bunch of dead people and monsters roaming around.
Oh my God, dude.
But they have magic, I guess, you know? Were there any characters that had guns? I think there was one character. Didn't Stryker have an ability to pull a gun?
That's what I was saying earlier. That's what broke my heart. They beat up Stryker off screen because a gun would have changed all this.
Stryker should have guns, but you know what he fights with? He fights with his batons.
He's got a baton, and his ranged attack is a gun.
He pulls out a gun and shoots, yeah.
Yes.
But guns just don't hurt these guys, okay?
I would bet anything guns will hurt these guys a lot.
Obviously,
the Cybots were shooting a missile out of their chest. They're familiar. They are familiar with the concept.
Magic missile.
That bomb blew up and killed him pretty good. And if his own bomb killed him, we got this shit covered.
Yeah,
it's done. You done, son.
One drone strike, we're good.
Yes.
So the other thing.
What are all these robots invading Outland? Lord Shao Kahn, we have to retreat. The drone strikes are too much.
When it comes down to the whole concept of it, they're lying about the whole reuniting the mother and daughter.
Yeah.
So that didn't matter.
But they're lying to each other too. That's the weird part.
Well, it's the father's kind of lying, and then but they know. Him and Shao Kahn know, right?
Yeah.
The real way to stop it is just to defeat Shao Kahn, right?
Yeah.
That's how you stop the merger. He knows that.
Yeah.
They both know that. But the entire movie, they're pursuing them and trying to A, defeat them or lure them into the trap.
Right.
He should just be as far away from there as possible and never actually stay away from them. And if he had just not interacted for another hour, he would have won.
Oh my God.
If he just stayed in his castle and not brought them to him, he would have been perfectly fine.
Dude, we could go on all night about how many different ways he could have won.
Oh, yeah.
If he would have just killed him.
Yep. Yeah, he had multiple times to kill them. If he would have just
finished killing him like he killed Johnny Cage.
Yeah.
Yeah, done, son.
If Raiden had just murdered his generals and then they just killed Shao Kahn right there, too, it would have been ended within the first act.
And the thing is, the Mortal Kombat reboot movie we just got,
mm-hmm.
right? At least it tried to explain why these people are special.
Yeah.
Because they're all marked,
mm-hmm.
right? There's no explanation for why any of these people are special.
They're not special. They're not. They're just good
they're
fighters.
They're just people.
They're just good fighters.
So that means any of us could show up with a 12-gauge pump and take care of the situation. Right?
I mean, maybe. I'm guessing there's tournament rules to where you can't. Well, actually, you know what? I take that back. Because obviously.
They're using weapons.
There's monsters using weapons. There's fucking cyborgs blowing shit up. And like, obviously, they could just have redneck man with the 12-gauge shotgun entering the tournament and be like, yep, I got this shit right here. And he should win the tournament.
Why, you hear what happened? Fucking Bill won Mortal Kombat. I'll be damned, man.
Damn. I didn't even know it was this year.
Yeah, man. I mean, I would have loaded up the cooler. We would have went and tailgated that.
They have to just be immune to bullets. It's the only thing that makes sense.
Dude, they're so
none of
not.
These Mortal Kombat games would have ever
if they could be stabbed, they could be shot.
This isn't quite Kumite, where it's like this isn't Bloodsport, where it's like, you know, these are just other humans, and you show up like, you can have a gun? Well, yeah. I win. Okay, I won. I brought a gun.
The bad guys just have mild magical powers,
mm-hmm.
But they still get stabbed and stuff.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Woo. You're a little glowy. Bang.
Nah, man. Bullets just don't work in Outworld.
Oh, man. I think we just figured Mortal Kombat out completely. Just show up with a gun.
That's how you win.
Yeah.
Maybe they just announced Mortal Kombat 1 was a new game. I think it's the 12th game or some shit, or the 15th. I don't fucking know anymore.
Just sign up for Mortal Kombat. Mm-hmm. Grab your shotgun, a box of double op buck, and clean house. You'll win the tournament. You will definitely win the tournament.
Yeah.
Guns are the answer.
Mm-hmm. They answer everything.
I mean,
we should give our teachers guns.
Granted, Shao Kahn might beat up on all these other places in the world, but as soon as he hit the shores of like Tampa down there, it would be a bloodbath. Shao Kahn's army would be wiped.
Liu Kang's taking Raiden's powers in the new game, though. So that's interesting.
Yeah. Maybe the new game would be good. Maybe the...
Well, I can tell you one thing. The CGI is a slight better than this.
Yes.
Slightly.
A little bit. I mean, this is pretty close. It gives it a run for its money.
This movie would have been better if they just took cut scenes of the moves from the game and just pushed, like, just... copy pasted it into the movie. I would have been more okay with that than what the movie gave us.
Dude, this movie would have been better if Liu Kang versus Shao Kahn just would have been a 2D side
scroll. Yeah, it was so much better.
It's so good.
Yep.
I fucking hated every video of this. I hated all of it.
I knew you would.
It hurt my heart. It hurt my heart.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome. I needed you to experience this, though.
This is only probably like a 3 or 4 for me, though. Even as bad as this was, even as much as I fucking hated this, is because I openly laughed so much watching this.
And, I mean, a lot of the fighting... it was still ceiling over the top, but it wasn't terrible. So, I mean, you still had some decent fights. And then you did the actual EDM track was actually pretty lit. I liked a lot of these songs.
Yeah, I would recommend watching this.
Yeah, straight up. I'd go with like a 4 on the hate meter. Like, I don't really hate it. It definitely was painful watching as a child. It's just so fucking bad.
Yeah.
It's great.
If you and your friends just love... so bad it's good movies to watch, this is it. 100%.
Yep.
It doesn't get much better than this.
Yeah. Just no one gave a shit. They just showed up today and they're just reading their lines off a cue card or something, bro.
Yeah, you're paying us how much? Like 3,000? Okay, I'll do this. What's the movie cost? 30 million? We're not going to talk about that. You're getting paid like 2 or 3 grand. Yeah. Read your line, go off screen. Sub-Zero's never seen again.
Katana had like 3 lines in this fucking movie. And she's the hinge point of the whole fucking movie.
Yes.
I am so glad to be reunited with you, mother. I love you more than anything else. That's it.
Yeah.
End of lines. That's all she had.
Mm-hmm. God, dude, it's so bad. Katana could have got out of her cage whenever the fuck she wanted.
She could have, just squeeze out.
Yeah. Holes. I felt like I could have squeezed through that bar, and I'm pretty hefty, dude. I think I could have squeezed through those bars.
I don't know, man.
Like
maybe, but there was the monsters lurking.
The goblet that he handed her that she pulled through those bars.
Yeah.
That goblet was wider than her. Okay. She could have squeezed through these bars, no fucking problem.
Maybe it's a magical cage.
She's like, as long as I stay in this cage, I don't have to be in this movie. So
all I have to do is stand out in this cage and glare at people like I'm a part of this movie.
I love how when Liu Kang gets in there to save her. I love how Liu Kang gets fucking jumped and attacked. And then she's like, oh, hey, Liu Kang is a trap. No shit. Fucking really?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, real fucking good.
Could have figured,
observation there.
Could have figured that shit out on my own.
That fucking mask that Baraka was wearing. Is it? I think it's Blanca.
Baraka.
There's too many Street Fighter names I get mixed up with it. But yeah,
Brock. Yeah, yeah.
The mask he's wearing is just so fucking shitty, too.
I told you, man. All these costumes come from Spirit Halloween. Every one of them. You would think $30 million could buy you more than this.
Oh, my God. So, Nightwolf, the actor's name is Lightfoot.
What?
Gary Lightfoot Davis.
Oh.
He's actually a member of the Cherokee Nation. Hey, I'm Cherokee.
Oh, I'll be damned.
He's part of my tribe.
Sorry for calling him Italian.
Yeah, bro. Jesus.
What was Sub-Zero? Please tell me Sub-Zero was Italian.
Okay, I'll look it
up. That fucker looked Italian.
Keith Cook.
Yeah?
He is an accomplished...
pizza maker?
Accomplished in the arts of wushu, taekwondo, and karate. He's just a martial artist.
No, it doesn't say his ethnicity. No. Anyways, he's not Chinese.
His last name's Cook. Yeah, he's definitely not Asian.
He's definitely not Chinese.
But yeah. Let me look up what Katana is. Katana is Talisa Soto.
Yeah.
She's actually Puerto Rican. Hey, I got that one right.
Yeah.
I thought she was some type of Latina.
Okay. What's Jade?
Very Asian.
I think that's all I got to say about this. I think I'm tapped out.
Mm-hmm.
Did I like watching it? No. Did I hate watching it? Not really. Did I ever want to watch this again? No. No, I never want to watch this again.
Well, I got it for 48 hours, bro. All right. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Catch us on the YouTube or Spotify.
Yep. Comment sections, likes, subscribes.
Yep.
All that stuff.
Click all the buttons, hit all the knobs.
Yep.
All right, thanks for joining us.
See you later, guys.